Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I am reading to you Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Jesus was called Christ, the Anointed One. Verse 4, And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Christ was anointed of God. He came as the Anointed, or as the Appointed One. He was called Christ. Jesus Christ has been anointed by God to save. We need to be saved because we are lost, separated from God. Jesus was appointed of God to come into the world so that he might save. His appointed purpose for being born into the world by the Virgin Mary was to save. Acts 5:31. One of the preachers of the gospel of Christ made this statement, Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Through Jesus Christ would come the forgiveness of sins. He was exalted of God for this very purpose. He was exalted of God to be savior. Acts 13:23, Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. As these preachers of truth journeyed to different places, they proclaimed the same message. They proclaimed Jesus as Savior. God, according to his promise, had raised up a Savior, Jesus. Ephesians 5:23, For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Jesus is announced as Savior. Jesus is preached as Savior. Jesus is the Savior of the body, the church. When we read the book of Ephesians, we come to understand that the church is the community or the assembly of those who have been saved by the grace of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the head of the church, the authority of the church, and through him the church has been saved. Through Jesus we can be saved. All of humanity can be saved. Jesus is the Savior. 2 Timothy 1:10, But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Jesus is declared by the Apostle Paul to be the Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus was appointed of God, anointed, exalted of God to save. Jesus was anointed to reconcile. Reconciliation is necessary because we have been separated from God. We are separated from God because of sin. God has no fellowship with sin. Sin violates the nature of God. But God sought to reconcile humanity unto him. Those who were separated from God by sin, God sought to reconcile through Jesus Christ, and so he anointed Christ to reconcile. Romans 5:10. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. We were enemies of God. We were enemies because of sin. But even as we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. As a result of being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Reconciliation brings us into fellowship with God and gives us salvation. We are saved from sin because of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ if we choose to be reconciled unto God through Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 20-21. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is an important passage of Scripture in our reconciliation unto God. The Apostle Paul and others of that time had been made ambassadors for Christ. They had been sent forth by Christ, preaching reconciliation. God has sent his word into the world so that we might be reconciled unto God. God beseeched those who heard these ambassadors to be reconciled. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Even today, those who preach the gospel of Christ desire that those who hear would be reconciled unto God. If you this day are hearing the message of God and are an enemy of God, we pray be ye reconciled unto God. Because God has made Christ to be sin for us, Jesus bore our sin. He knew no sin. He did no sin. He was pure, absolute perfection before God, so that he might, without spot and without blemish, offer himself unto God, so that we might be reconciled unto God. Through Christ we can be made the righteousness of God in him. No longer would we be the enemy of God, but we would be the friend of God. No longer would we be separated from God, but we would be in fellowship with God. Ephesians 2:12-13. That at that time ye were without Christ. Paul speaks of the time in the lives of these Ephesians before they obeyed the gospel of Christ. They were without Christ because of sin. Verse 1 says they were dead in trespasses and sins. Therefore they were without Christ. They had not heard of Christ. They had not obeyed the gospel of Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. They who are without Christ, they who are not reconciled unto God, are without hope. Those who are without God in the world are without hope. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Those who were separated from God because of sin are now in fellowship with God by the blood of Christ. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Through Jesus Christ we come unto the Father. Through Jesus Christ we behold the Father. We know the Father. And we can come unto the Father because Jesus is the way to the Father. He is the truth of the Father, and he is the life of humanity. Jesus was anointed to reconcile those separated from God. Jesus was anointed to mediate. We need a mediator between ourselves and God. We need one through whom we can pray. We need one who will be our advocate before the throne of God. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5, "For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus." Jesus Christ came into the world as a man, so that he might understand the ways of man. And as a living as a man, and as Christ Jesus, he has become the mediator between God and man. 1 John 2 and verse 1, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." It is the design of God and the gospel of Christ that upon learning the gospel and obeying the gospel, we cease to sin. We die to sin. Read carefully Romans chapter 6. And the Word of God has been written to us so that we might not sin. Jesus overcame Satan in Matthew chapter 4, Luke chapter 4, by saying, "It is written." The Word of God enabled Jesus to overcome the temptations of Satan. And so these things have been written unto us so that we might not sin. But if any man sin, in the case that we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We have one who will plead our cause, as he has offered his sacrifice of blood unto the Father for the forgiveness of our sins, and as the purging, cleansing agent of sin. Hebrews 3, verse 1, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ." Christ was sent as an apostle. He was one sent by God into the world so that he might save, so that he might reconcile, and so that he might become our mediator. He is the high priest of our profession. He is the one through whom we go so that we might present our cause before the throne of God, and so that we might know God as Father. We are to be a partaker of the heavenly calling so that Christ becomes our high priest. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." We can hold the profession that we have made, the confession that we have made, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, by which we become the disciples of Christ, because we have a great high priest. We have one who advocates for us before God Almighty. We have one who has offered his blood as a sacrifice for our sin. Knowing that we have this great high priest, let us hold fast the profession of faith that we have made in Jesus. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus has been touched with the feeling of our infirmities, for he has been tempted in all points like as we are. Jesus understands our temptations of the devil. Jesus understands our weakness in the face of temptation. Jesus understands our need of strength and our need of mediation before the throne of God. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Through Jesus Christ, we can come boldly before the throne of God, which is a throne of grace. And there, through Jesus Christ as our mediator, we can obtain mercy and we can find grace to help us, to aid us, to strengthen us in time of need. Jesus was the Christ. He is the Christ, the Anointed One. He has been anointed to save, anointed to reconcile, and anointed to mediate. Believe in Christ, obey Christ, and follow Christ. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.